Blog Talk Radio.
Around the world, and I hope you are not running the grill today. I hope you're sitting back, putting the remote control away, and just being getting pampered by your children and your spouse. Today is your day. I want you to relax and just enjoy today being Father's Day. Again, today is another segment of the A New Day show. And as you know that on Sundays, we deal with life issues. We deal with reinventing your lives. We deal with overcoming adversities or any other empowering situation that is taking place in the life of my guests or guests. Well, today I have an amazing young woman who is going on a voyage, and we have her on, and she's going to be telling you who she is and what she's about. And afterwards, we are going to be speaking with her parents or parent, depending on who is available. So she has been hanging out in the virtual green room with me for a bit and just warming up to just present to you. And without any further delay, I want to take this opportunity to welcome Miss Danielle Shalhou to the show. Danielle, welcome to the A New Day show.
Thank you, Miss Daphne.
Well, I'm very psyched and I'm super excited about what you're doing. But before we get into that, I want you to take a few minutes. I want you to please introduce yourself to the listeners. Tell them who you are and where you're from, please.
Okay. I'm going to be a junior this fall at Newtown High School in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. I am in the marching band, and I'm on the swim team, and I throw the discus for the track and field team, so I'm very busy after school. And I'm taking honors courses, so I'm doing very well in school, learning lots and lots. So this is the part where I tell you about my trip.
Not yet.
I want to hear more about me.
You play a very interesting instrument. You want to tell the listeners what you play and why you chose that particular piece of instrument?
Okay. I played the bassoon in our concert band at Newtown High School. And I started out in fifth grade when you had to pick your first instrument. I said, I'm going to play the clarinet because I don't know why. And then at our winter concert that year, I decided I like the sound of the oboe. So the oboe.
Yes.
And then, so in sixth grade, I played the oboe, and I was invited to play with the Westport Community Band, and which was a fabulous group and a fabulous experience to see adults who were still involved in music. There I saw there were two bassoonists, and it was no one in Newtown had played the bassoon for a while, and I heard it, and I sort of fell in love with it, so I ended up playing that.
That's what I'm talking about. You are not a person that settles for what is comfortable. You
not
go
at
above.
All.
You go above and beyond, and I think that that's part of the reason why we are on this show and going into the conversation that we are about to have. You are going on a voyage. Would you like to tell the listeners about where you are going?
I would love to. This summer, I'm going to travel to Australia for 3 weeks as part of a people-to-people delegation. And I'm going to tour the country and interact with the people and learn about the culture. There are 50 other students from around Fairfield County, and we've met with them several times. And so we're starting to get to know each other and forge connections, and it's getting closer. We leave July 12th.
But Danielle, of all the things that you do, you play music, you do track, you swim, you do so much. Why do you want to go to Australia?
I want to travel to Australia to be able to see how other people see the world. Because here we have, in the United States, we see only one side of the world. We see the same thing day after day. And going to the other side of the world and experiencing a totally different culture and way of life is a very exciting concept that I want to be able to experience.
When your friends learned that you were planning on going to Australia, what has been some of the feedbacks that you've been getting?
Most kids go, oh, that's so cool. That sounds
wonderful.
Like so much fun and exciting,
wonderful.
And I'm so jealous. And
wow.
And then I have to explain that, yes, it does sound like a lot of fun, but I'm going as a delegate, so I'm going and presenting the United States. So
it's not party time.
We're being ambassadors for the United States. So we're going
wonderful.
And we're staying with host families. And when we stay with them, we're going to create an impression of what the United States is like.
That's right. Not the United States they see on television or on the political platform, but they are coming up close and personal with the intimacy of what America is like. And you are going there not only to represent your family, not only to represent yourself and your school and your town, but you are going there to do so for the country. And I just want to commend you
on
taking that voyage. However, you are involved in an undertaking that will facilitate your going. You want to tell the listeners about what you are doing in order to be able to go?
To be able to go, there's a tuition associated with the trip. So the tuition is $7,000, and I made an agreement with my parents that I would pay for half of it. So I have to raise $3,500. And so through a lot of babysitting and a lot of pet sitting, but I've started to do that. But my main fundraiser, I'm making hand-carved wooden pens, and with my dad, who's and where we cut the wood and drill it and then turn it on a lathe to shape it and then sell them to all the people who appreciate how beautiful they it is.
And that's, it's not just plastic, it's made out of wood, so it's they are one of a kind, because I have seen them and there is no two pen that's alike. So anyone that gets, go ahead.
That's one of the really cool things, is there's a type of wood we use called cocobola, and the place we get it from gets it from, it's used in furniture manufacturing, and cut off ends from the furniture manufacturing is what I use in my work, and it has a very distinctive pattern that, and coloration that is unique every single pen, and there's that's one of my favorite woods to work with because it's beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I tell you, lady, you look good in that workshop.
Thank you.
I have to, the listeners, if you go to the show page, you'll see Miss Danielle in the shop. So she's not telling you something that her father is doing for her. She's sharing with you something that she's doing for herself in order to go on this trip. And I want you to go ahead and tell people, Danielle, how they can get the pens and how much the pens cost and all of that good stuff.
Okay. You can call my home telephone number. That's 203-270-3527 and ask to speak to Danielle, and I'll be more than happy to take your order. Or you can send an email to dlcHALOUX@gmail.com. And the pricing is one pen for $15, or I have a quantity discount where you can get two pens for $25, or if you need a lot of pens because you have a lot of people you know are graduating or you forgot a Father's Day gift, you could get 10 pens for $100.
And if people decide they don't want to buy any pens, you will still accept donations, right?
Of course.
Okay.
I'd very much appreciate it.
Do you have any website yet for the pens?
Not yet, no.
Not yet. So you probably need to get busy. And now...
My list.
I know it's the night before school, so I don't want to keep you much longer, but... What would you like to tell the students and the parents who are listening and who will be listening? Because this segment stays on archive and people from all over the world are now listening and will go on to listen to the archive. What do you want to pass on to families who are listening about this voyage that you're embarking on?
I want to thank my parents for letting me travel halfway around the world, and I want to tell the students who are listening that if there's an opportunity that you want, go for it and push yourself and do it, because it'll be worth it, and I'm really excited for this trip. And also, you really want to be nice to your parents, because without I'd get nowhere.
yes. And help with the chores around and all of that
anything.
Other stuff.
Sure, Mom, I'd be happy to. Right away, Dad, I'll go empty the garbage and
the
and mow the lawn for you.
Well, Danielle, I want to just pray for your success and safe journey into Australia. And when you come back from the trip, know that you have a platform that you can come and share about what the trip was like for you. Is there anything else you would like to say before you go?
I just want to say thank you so much, Daphne, for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, you are welcome. You know I love my Danielle. And I get so excited about all the amazing things you do. I love the young people because, you know, young people are fearless. They go out and they take risks and they take chances. And what I see you doing, Danielle, is taking full responsibility of the legacy that you want to create in your life. And that just speaks volume about who you are. I respect you. I love you. I'm feeling so excited right now for you about the things that you are embarking on. So bon voyage, my darling.
Thank you.
All right. And I want to speak with your mom if she's available, please.
Okay. Here she is.
Okay.
Hello, Miss Daphne.
Hello, Mrs. Lisa. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. I'm just so super excited about what Miss Danielle is doing.
It's very, very exciting. It's very nerve-wracking sending your baby across the world. But this is what it's all about. It's you put in all this effort and you hope some of it sticks, and we keep reminding her there's going to be this, you know, little voice in your head that's going to tell you, help you to make decisions. So you need to listen to it, because we've spent 16 years putting all that information in there.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, Lisa, as you know, I coordinate the French student program, and one of the things I hear most often from American families are how inconsiderate the French parents are for sending their very young 14 or 15 or 13-year-old over here without parents. But I know that that's one thing that the parents in Europe does. They allow their kids to breathe, if you know what I mean. They allow them to take responsibility. And I am so proud of you for what you are doing now.
Well, I think that your being a part of our life introduced us to open our eyes. And I'm trying to remember when you first approached us. I guess when we first heard about it, the French exchange program last year, we were a little bit hesitant. And then you showed up on our doorstep after, you know, a call saying you were going to be over to interview us. And of course, the house wasn't put together and we weren't ready to have guests, but you assured us it was fine. You want to see how we live. And you came in full color. And what was that first visit? I think you told us it was a 20-minute interview, and we enjoyed each other's company so much. You were here, what, about 2 hours?
2 hours or something.
And came
like
back
that,
the next
you know?
Week and had lunch with us because we had so much fun with you.
Thank you.
And your energy and your enthusiasm and your love of young people is really an inspiration. And so we had our first French student, and then we had a second French student the same summer. And it opened our eyes and our family's eyes to travel. And we, as we mentioned, we brought the girls to France this past April break and met up with our families and had a most glorious time. And then we, you know, when we talked about having another French student, it was kind of like, all right, it's part of our thing now. And coming to the meeting last week was, you know, it's fun. It's fun to look forward to. It's exciting. It's opened up worlds. And I think that by hosting a French student, our girls got to see, you know, if some 13-year-old kid can come around the world, you know, to visit, then certainly our kids who are a little bit older could do the same.
Can do that. Because you know something? I think we, in these parts of the world, we have little faith in our children. We do not allow them to take responsibility, and then we say, oh no, we don't think they can do it. And the first time we realize, oh heavens, they can do it, we get so surprised and everything, knowing that we never allow them to do that. It's like, I forget whose house I went to, and the five-year-old kid was making pancakes standing on the chair. No, most parents would be telling, get away from that stove. You're going to burn yourself.
Right.
So what if the child burned a couple pancakes? Next time, he knows to turn the flame down. But I think we need to open our eyes so we can see from all dimensions around, instead of looking to these shaded glass and shaded lens that we see life through. Because as Danielle said, in America, we see things just one way. And the other thing I noticed with that, we develop an attitude of entitlement, you know. The world owes us so much, and it's everybody's fault why we are not getting where we ought to be and why something is not happening. And I look at these young people now. They want to get out and they want to just plunge in. So what? If something doesn't work out, they know what didn't work and they just are getting ready to just move on to the next phase of their lives.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting. Australia has one of the better school systems in the world. So they're going to spend some time in school over there. And in the 3 weeks they're going to be there, they're going to get a sense of the culture.
Beautiful.
So it'll be a good, you know, comparison.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
we know
mm-hmm.
what it's like here in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. And, you know, we've been
That's
to a
right.
few towns in France.
Mm-hmm.
And
Wonderful.
So we'll see. It's very,
Wonderful.
It's very exciting.
So as a parent, I mean, when she approached you all about going, was it kind of a nerve-wracking discussion between you and Steve, or you all were right on board with it?
I think the fact that she considered, Danielle's very cautious by nature,
mm-hmm.
so her willingness to think about this as a possibility,
mm-hmm.
we were very enthused by.
Wonderful.
And so, yeah, it's a big chunk of change. It's
mm-hmm.
expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thought it was a great opportunity for her to step out of her comfort zone and have an adventure because, you know, it's...
But, you know, Lisa, when I heard her made the statement, when I saw her with the box that she's taking her products in.
Her pen box?
Yes. And when she said what she was doing, oh, my heart just got that warm, fuzzy feeling. Because I'm saying, how many girls, as gorgeous as she is, would be going in a wood shop to make pens to sell because she wants to go across the world? She could have been sitting and saying, oh, you know, my parents will pay for it for me. But no, she's saying, I'll come up with half and I'll do anything legal and ethical to come up with my half. That speaks volume about her.
Well, thank you. And we felt that if she had a little skin in the game, as they say, it would make
mm-hmm.
her, you know, we're not handing it to her on a silver
that's,
platter. She's working.
That's right.
Hard. She's lifeguarding, so she works at the town park, and
mm-hmm.
she does babysitting, and does dog sitting.
Beautiful.
And she's selling her pens, and she participated in the Earth Day, which is what that article was
it's
about.
All about, yes. The link is on, for those who are listening, the link is on the show page, and you can... go ahead and just read that article. Lisa, just hold on a minute, please. I just got to do some bit of housekeeping.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. And I want to you heard Lisa just mention about the Friends Student Program. I'm also looking for host families for July the 10th through the 30th, August the 2nd through the 22nd. And for those of you who live in the Westchester, Patterson, New York County, or any place in Connecticut, if you are looking to volunteer for my TV crew, we do train you, 12 hours of training. You get a gorgeous certificate, plus you get that knowledge that will be with you for the rest of your lives. You get to do cameras, you get to do lights, you do graphics, you do everything that has to do with producing a TV show. So for those of you who are willing, I'm looking for adults as well as young people. If you are interested, just go to the page on my radio page and send me a message, and I will get back in touch with you and give you all the details. And yes, I want you to call in the number that you can call if you have any word of wisdom for Danielle, if you want to do anything special for her trip. You can call in now. Her mother is still here in conversation with me. The number to call is 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. And I got to tell the people who are probably in the chat room, I got so involved in the conversation and I forgot to be checking the chat room. So if you are in there, just bear with me. And if you had typed a question that I did not get to, you could just go ahead, grant us the favor and call in 646-915-8166. And then one more thing, for those women, remember I'm looking for 9 women who want to go on an all-female vacation to Highgate Park in Florida, August the 26th through September the 11th. It's an all-girls vacation, no work, nothing, just us hanging our hairs down and spending quality time in a beautiful villa. The trip is for non-smoking and non-drug-using women. I'm not prejudiced against you if you do that, but that trip has no room for that. So I hope you still love me after that. But so we are looking. I need to hear from you. Visit my Facebook page, and you can send me information from there. So back to Mrs. Lisa Shalhoub. Lisa, are you there?
I am still here, Miss Daphne.
Yes, yes. So we're going back and talking about all the wonderful things your daughter is doing just to make sure that she gets to go over there and represent her country. And I just know she's going to do it well. I'm sure you feel very proud of what your child is doing, right?
Yes, we are very proud of her, and it's a very good organization. It's very well known. We've had several other people go on people-to-people trips.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's one of those opportunities that you just gotta take.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you gotta go with it, and we're pleased. We're pleased that she's willing to do it, and
that's right. And not procrastinating, because who knows, this opportunity may never come again. So what they say, you got to eat your potato while it is hot. As a teacher, Lisa, you teach during the week, and or even over the summer, you teach kids again. What are some insights would you like to pass on to the parents who are listening now and those who will be listening to the show on archive? What would you like to tell them to help them kind of steer their children more independently? I mean, not like all over them, help them to make educated choices and decisions?
Well, one of the things, I guess I don't really feel that I can give advice, but I know what's worked for our family is that we try to empower our kids to self-advocate, and that if they want something, that they should go out there, and we try to teach them the skills on how to get it, you know, on how to interview and to be prepared, and of course how to shake hands with someone and to greet people by name and look them in the eye and be proud of your work. You know, do work that you're going to be proud of. You know, do your best and stay on top of it, and don't worry about what the crowd is doing. Just do the right thing.
Yes. I want to just welcome Attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant from Arizona. Thank you, Ariella, for listening. Guest 10026, and I noticed guest 10469 as well, and I noticed Lisa is doing good. She's in the chat room as well. So I was abandoning you guys. I do apologize for that. But if you want to call in or anything you want to say to Danielle to encourage her on this trip, you can call 646-915-8166. Or if you type it here in the chat room, I will just read it for her. So my eyes are wide open. But again, I thank you for coming on. Yes, Lisa, so back to you. So you know what works for you and what you're doing.
Sure, yeah. And, you know, empowering your children like you talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing.
You know, I grew up, I'm from Jamaica, West Indies, and I grew up in a time when I was told children should be seen and not heard. But I'm just so happy for the way that I've turned out. Even though I grew up hearing that, it has not scarred me in any way. Because I tell you something, I'm making sure I'm being heard anywhere I am. So, and I'm saying that because there are people who things happen to when they were younger and they just let that thing hold them hostage. So, I just need to go back to Lisa. Is there anything you want to say, Lisa? Because I understand you got to go.
We just want to thank you again for giving us this opportunity and for giving us the opportunity at the ECI meeting. And you are just dynamic, Daphne. You are amazing.
You.
And all the wonderful things you do and the people that you connect and your energy level is just admirable. And we appreciate you.
Okay.
We very much appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. And I'm sure I'll speak with Miss Danielle before she leaves. And if anybody call the show to talk about pens, I will pass that information on to you.
Well, thank you so much, Daphne.
All right.
You have a great week, okay?
Okay. You too, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So that was Lisa Chaloux. And her daughter, Danielle Chaloux, from here in Connecticut. And if you are just joining the chat, you realize that Danielle is going to Australia as an ambassador, people-to-people ambassador, to represent her country. And I tell you, that's such a wonderful thing. We are talking about a young woman who is only 16 years old. 16 years old, guys. And she's going out there doing her part. So then the question for us becomes, what are we doing? What are we willing to do? Are we willing to take chances to make a difference? Or are we just hanging there and just want for someone else to do with what we are supposed to be doing? And I know attorney Durant is in the chat room, and I want to ask her is there anything that you would like to talk about, because we still have 54 minutes remaining. So do you want to speak about anything about what you're doing? I know you weren't scheduled, but seeing that we have some time and we're talking about life issues, I don't know if you have anything you want to contribute to the conversation, Ariella. If you would like to just go right ahead and call in, and we will get into our live dialogue about all the things that helps to make our life rewarding. So while I wait, you can call in again. You can call 646-915-8166. And you're listening to the life issue of the A New Day radio show on a Sunday. And I want to just remind you that we will be on Wednesday. On Wednesday, we are on 10 to 12, and we always have different experts on. And the Wednesday segment deals with the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. I also want to encourage you to please stop by the radio site and mark it favorite, follow us, be a friend, and pass the link on to others so that they can support us too. We need your support. So again, the number to call in is 646-915-8166.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, and I want to, you remember a few months ago, I had a woman on the show here called Bethany Schmidt. And I love her music so very much. And I think her song More is so fitting for today and everything that is happening. So I want to play for you Bethany Schmidt, More. Yes, I told you it was a powerful, it is a powerful song. And, you know, that young lady, Danielle of Shalou, she wants more out of life. I mean, she has a good life here. She's doing well in school. Her parents give her a good life. But yet she knows that there is more somewhere else, and she wants to experience that more. So again, congratulations, Danielle, and we just look forward for you coming back. And when you get back from the trip, and hopefully you'll come back on the show and just share with the listeners about what the experience is for you. Remembering who you are. And I have this book in my library. I mean, Seven Stages on a Woman's Journey of Spirit. Remembering who you are. And I want to share some poetry from chapter 4 in the book. The book is by Linda Carroll. I want to share some poetry that is here in this book for the rest of our time together this evening. And the number you can call in if you have anything you want to contribute is 646-915-8166. So I'm going to share from chapter 4, Remembering. Three times my life has opened. Three times my life has opened. Once into darkness and rain, once into what the body carries at all times within it, and starts to remember each time it enters the act of love. Once to the fire that holds all. These three were not different. You will recognize what I am saying, or you will not. But outside my window, all day, a maple has stepped from her leaves. Like a woman in love with winter, dropping the colored silk. Neither are we different in what we know? There is a door. It opens, then it is closed. But a slip of light stays like a crap of unreadable paper left on the floor. Left on the floor, or the red leaf the snow releases in March. Many of us are aware at some point of stepping through a doorway which changes how we view ourselves and our lives. It is a moment of seeing beyond the perspective that previously held us. Once it has happened, nothing looks quite the same again. There is a Hindu story that refers to this as the roar of awakening, the moment when we begin to realize that our identity is bigger and connected to the larger universe than we had known before. This is remembering. Two girls discover the secret of life in a sudden line of poetry. I, who don't know the secret, wrote the line. They told me. Through a third person, they had found it, but not what it was, not even. What line is this? No doubt. By now, more than a week later, they have forgotten the secret. The line, the name of the poem, I love them for finding that I can't find, and for loving me for the line I wrote, and for getting it so that 1,000 times till death finds them, they may discover it again in other lines. In order happenings, and for wanting to know it for, assuming there is such a secret, yes, that most of all. We Westerners use the term self to refer to anything about us that we see as unique. Physical characteristics, preferences, personality traits, and our life story. Individuality is prized, and we, from strong attachments to people and things with which we identify, sometimes our attachments become addictions and obsessions. One day, you are a peacock. The next, a feather duster, says a familiar cliche. And it is so with the personality which is most often caught in cycles of rising granosity or crashing deficiency. This waxing and waning on personal value is usually correlated with how we see ourselves in relationships to the world around us, which, like a mirror, reflects the people's judgments as though they were our own truths. This is not the self we seek most of all. Our hunger is for the self that Judaism refers to as the still small voice within. This self transcends gender, religion, culture, and family. It is the center of our unifying wisdom, which Carl Jung defined as our collective unconsciousness. The outer self is easier to see because it is in the world around us, glimpsing the inner and visible self is more difficult, like looking for the source of a flashlight by observing the objects being illuminated. When we are lucky, though, we have experiences that allow us to see daylight. I am the stone step, the latch, and the working hinge. I am the heart contracted by joy, the longest hair white before the rest. I am there in the basket of fruit, presented to the widow. I am the mask rose open, unattended, the fern and the boggy summit. I am the one whose love overcomes you already with you when you think to call my name. These are the moments we refer to as remembering. What we are most truly connected to. Such experiences unexpectedly and open new doorways. We may turn away from what we see, our understanding might grow on us. Look how our darkness is made true by light. Look how our silence is confirmed by the birds. The mind that plastered ankle deep in flowers last night must awake to sunshine on the river, gaze wide, and then grow vertically as mountains. For even a glimpse of mountains fogged with rain or mirrored in a river brings delight and shake us all as dawn stalks birds and flowers. We find clues to our deep self scattered throughout our childhood in obvious or obscured ways. A therapist once said that her earliest report cards were filled with complaints from her teachers, always talking to her friends. What was one criticism? She shouldn't be in other people's business so much, was another. Now, almost 40 years later, she continues to be fascinated with people's stories as she was then. She began her career and she recognizes that her greatest professional gifts were evident as a child, masked as problems to be overcome. Sometimes a wake-up call occurs in an unaltered state. The novelist Virginia Woolf describes such an experience in her autobiography, A Sketch of the Past. If life has a base that it stands upon, if it is a bowl that one fills and fills and fills, then my bowl without a doubt stands up on this memory. It is of lying half asleep, half awake, in bed, in the nursery, at street eyes. It is of hearing the waves breaking 1, 2, 1, 2, and sending a splash of water over the beach, and then breaking 1, 2, 1, 2 behind the yellow blind. It is of hearing the blind draw its little acorn across the floor as the wind blows the blind out. It is of lying and hearing its splash and seeing this light and feeling it is almost impossible that I should be here. I feel the purest ecstasy I can conceive. Wolves' experiences occur in a dreamy state, a non-verbal and imaginative realm. This is the place of dreams, intuition, and what is sometimes called the sixth sense. Remember that you are this universe and that this universe is you. Remember that all is in motion, is growing, is you. Remember that language comes from this. Remember the dance that language is, that life is. Remember. Western cultures does not attach much significance to dream states. When your children speak of seeing bears, angels, or visit magical realms, adults often discount these visions as imagery. Many cultures believe each experience of consciousness is valuable. Australians, Aborigines, and the African dragon honor dreaming wisdom more than the thoughts that crowd ordinary realm. To the Kuna Indians of Panama, dreams are considered omens for the day and announced publicly at village meetings. Such traditions allow the spiritual to enter their lives through the doorway of the intuition and the dream state. I am sharing from the book Remember Who You Are by Linda Carroll, if you are just joining the chat. And if you want to call in and share anything that's going on with you, because today, Sunday, we are doing the live segment of the A New Day show. I had this Shalhoub family on in the first segment of the show. And now it's open time that you can call in. And I think what better thing to share than to remember who you are. You know, we must remember who we are. At 16, I believe the moonlight could change me if it would. I move my head on the pillow, even move my bed as the moon slowly crossed the open lattice. I wanted beauty, a dangerous gleam of steel, my body thinner, my face paler. I moon bathe diligently as others sunbathe, but the moon unsmiling state kept me awake. Mornings, I was flushed and cross. It was a dark night of deep sleep that I dreamed the most, sunk in the well, and woke rested, and if not beautifully filled with the same other power. The qualities of remembering run through our lives like golden threads, reminding us that we are more than our stories, more than the part that make us smile with pleasure, and greater than those that make us weep with despair. We may experience its reflection at times of great loss. When I work as a hospice counselor, I went to cheer on a woman who had just weeks before lost her husband of 50 years after a long and difficult illness. Okay, we have a call, so I'm going to go to that caller. Good evening, and your last four digits are 5488. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Dr. Daphne. It's Attorney Aurelia Durant. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. I know I'm not going to tell you Happy Father's Day anyhow.
No. No.
Well, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am
that's
wonderful.
Awesome.
Yes, I had a young woman on before that's doing amazing things.
I did hear some of that segment. She was phenomenal.
Isn't that amazing
when
we can allow our children to just step out and explore? I get excited, Dr. Attorney Durant, because I always say, I wish when I was a child, I had that opportunity. And I hear we have another guest on the show. Would you introduce the guest? Hello?
Yes, Dr. Daphne.
Oh, I hear we have a gentleman. I hear somebody talking in the background.
Oh, well, you might hear some little talking in the background.
Yeah, I heard a little talking. I heard a little talking. Well, tell him he's my first guest on the show, my first baby guest, and I just want to welcome him. Yeah?
Well.
Is he hearing?
Yeah, he can hear. I'll let him say hello.
Okay, come on. What's his name?
Hello,
darling. How are you?
Okay,
I'm good.
Oh, what is your name?
Hey, I'm Brayson.
You're Brayson. Well, pleased to meet you, Mr. Brayson. I'm Auntie Daphne.
Say okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I tell you, you are the most handsome man that has ever been on this show. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Okay, Brayson?
Okay.
Oh, you are too adorable. You take care of mommy, okay?
Okay.
Oh, so cute.
Okay.
Don't you just love them?
You okay.
You got to enjoy them now. When they're so little, they're going to be growing up so quickly.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right.
So quickly. And, yes, yeah, so we were talking about the young woman, and it tickles me to see what she's doing halfway around the world. And she told her parents she would pay 50% of the fare, $7,000. And she's willing to work and make $3,500 to go on that trip. How many kids you know now doing that? Even adults.
That's right.
They sit around waiting for entitlement. You know, everybody owes them.
That's right.
Everybody owes them something. So.
That's right.
I'm happy that you call in with your little one. And today is the life segment of the show. So, you know, I don't know if your father is alive or whether he went home. My father went home to be with the Lord.
Mine did as well.
Yeah. And I don't know if you have any special message you want to send to the fathers and to the daddies around the world.
Oh, I certainly do. What I'd like to say to all of the daddies is that we appreciate you. I appreciate every father that has stepped up to the challenge that it is to be a father. A lot of times they get a bad rap, but I'd like to say thank you to those that have stepped up and assumed the challenge and stepped into that particular role.
Yes. And even those who are not biological fathers,
absolutely,
but they have stepped up to the plate, and they are just doing a phenomenal job, and they're performing, and lots of time outperform the biological fathers. You know, I am a single parent, and I remember one year, my son, I forget what grade he was in, but he made me a Father's Day card. And I took it and I went in the room. I read it and I really did not know how to receive that card. I went in my room and I cried. I read it. I cried. And you know, later on in life, it wasn't that year, but later on, God revealed to me that he gave me that card because he not only saw me as a mother, but he saw me as a father role in his life. And I know that there are many single mothers out there who today feel that they can't say Happy Father's Day. But girl, say Happy Father's Day.
That's right.
Say
absolutely.
Happy Father's Day. Because you know something? There are a lot of men who are planting flower garden, and they sow the seed, and some of them water it and then to see it sprout, but they are never around to transplant it. And it's going to be taking a lot of us women to tend those gardens and to make sure that they are not overtaken with weeds,
mm-hmm,
and all of that, and strangle it. So don't sit there and be sorry for yourself. Just step up to the plate and do what you have to do. But yet,
absolutely,
there are still a lot of phenomenal fathers, and they are stepping up more and more. You'd be surprised. I don't know if in your parts of the world out there where you are, if there are many stay-at-home dad. But up here in the East Coast, that number is rising steadily.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm,
you go to play groups and you see fathers are there with their babies.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's interesting with the internet and the fact that people are able to work from home, a lot of mothers and fathers are able to be at home when kids get home from school. So it's changing the dynamic of how children are being raised. So that's in effect a good byproduct of the economic times that we're in, because had it not been for the economic downturn, that would not be occurring, where you can actually be at home, getting rid of the phenomena of having a latchkey child and actually being home when your child gets home from school. And so that's something in the midst of everything that might be going on economically, that's a good benefit.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, that is happening, society is changing their behavior of their stereotypical behavior of, oh, men do this and women do that, and women,
mm-hmm,
do this and men do that. It's not like that anymore, and I am so thankful for that. Because,
absolutely,
you know, they used to label men with different adjectives if they see them in the laundromat or all that. You know, it's like they,
mm-hmm,
see them wear a pink shirt, they say this and they say that. But I tell you, the men are holding their own in society, and I applaud them. I applaud them for all they are doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I loved your poem, Dr. Daphne.
Which one?
I got a chance to listen to the last poem just before I called in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
this is powerful. I just grabbed this book this evening out my library. It's Remembering Who You Are. And I was looking at it and I said, you know, I ought to share some of the nuggets from this book for the mothers who are listening for the fathers too, because just like how I am a mommy and a daddy, there,
mm-hmm,
are lots of fathers out there who is a father and a mommy as well.
Absolutely.
Because they are left alone. So I want to just share this one at 16. Oh, I just shared this one at 16. I just shared that one.
Okay.
But I want to, you can gather your thoughts about anything else you want to say. I just want to share, excuse me, a couple more from this book, because I think these are just so fitting for today. The qualities of remembering run through our lives like golden threads, remembering us, reminding us that we are more than our stories, more than the parts that make us smile with pleasure, and greater than those that make us weep with despair. We may experience its reflection at times of great loss. When I work, oh no, I think I shared that one already. When I work, oh yeah, I shared that already. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to share this one. Oh, I go back. All right. Rhythms of life full our universe. Tides of the ocean, cycles of the moon, plants that go from seeding to sprouting to bursting and then back to seeds are part of the rhythmatic flow. The Old Testament reminds us to everything there is a season and a time to everything, every purpose on the heaven. As we navigate through these seasons, we reflect on our experiences and their meaning and to ponder. The season of remembering speaks to a deeper place inside us. It was taken some time ago. At first, it seemed to be a smeared print, blurred lines and gray flecks blended with the paper. Then, as you scan it, you see in the left-hand corner a thing that is like a branch, part of a tree, balsam and spruce emerged, and to the right halfway up, what ought to be a gentle slope, a small frame house. In the background, there is a lake. And beyond that, somehow, some low hill. The photograph was taken the day after I drowned. I am in the lake, in the center of the picture, just under the surface. It is difficult to say where precisely or to say how large or small I am. The effect of water on light is a distortion. But if you look long enough, eventually you will be able to see me. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that powerful? As we look over our lives, a lot of times, Attorney Durant, we are stuck in one section of our stories instead of looking on the whole picture. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and we do that, and it's not that it is right or wrong, but I think what happens when we do that, we kind of shortchange ourselves. Because when we don't look at the entire picture, a lot of the benefits that we are supposed to gain from that experience go unnoticed. And that's why people sometimes end up so bitter about an experience that they encounter in life because they did not learn the lesson out of it.
That's right. I have a friend that taught me the value of reviewing your day
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day to review mm-hmm. your experiences that you had during the course of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we're so busy that we don't take time to reflect on what just happened. And so I get in the habit of every night before I go to sleep,
mm-hmm.
I review everything that occurred during the course of the day
mm-hmm.
so that I can learn and remember mm-hmm. what happened during the course of a day, because sometimes our days are so busy and so full that mm-hmm. we forget about all of the valuable information and experiences that we've just had mm-hmm. in the course of just one day.
Exactly. And you see, by doing that, once you get involved in that practice, it helps you to improve the next performance that you do. Because
Absolutely.
you took the time to evaluate, oh, Attorney Durant, we are doing so good. I think I probably need to ask you, we probably need to co-host this Sunday show together. We're doing good together. I think we make a good team.
Absolutely.
We have to go talk about that.
Absolutely.
I think we are a good team. Let's do that. Let's team up and do this Sunday show together. I'm telling you.
That sounds like a plan.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna talk about that, lady friend, because I think we make a great team. I think we'll make a great team. Yeah, but just, you know, I thank you for sharing that, because people, and especially some people, think that they arrive and, you know, they don't need to evaluate what they do and they don't. Yes, you do. Or else if you don't do that, you become stale and stagnant. You become
That's right.
stale and stagnant. So in order to be fresh, you got to keep at it, keep evaluating. And there are times when you kind of have to dismantle the puzzle and just take some stuff out of it and, you know, what you don't
That's
need.
Right.
But if you're not revisiting it, how would you know?
That's right. And worse than becoming stale and stagnant, mm-hmm. you can become irrelevant.
That's right. So. And that is bad. That is bad.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. We're not having that. And especially the sisters, we telling you, man, we got to stay ahead of the game, because the brothers got their stuff together, honey. You know?
Yes.
The brothers got it together. They support each other. You know, whether they do it in around the TV, at the ball game, in the pub, wherever. But them brothers are together. And we sisters got to get it together. Listen, we have 6 months leaving this year. Let us get our act together and start to let things happen. Well, you spend so much time on the show, I might as well ask you to tell the people how they can get in touch with you, Attorney Durant.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Attorney Aurelia Mitchell Durant. My web address is ismybrandprotected.com, www.ismybrandprotected.com. I'm an intellectual property and corporate law attorney, and my number is 800-997-1220.
All right. And you know I'm going to be calling you so we can set up this show so we co-host on a Sunday.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, we're going to be rocking and we're going to be rolling, lady friend. I'm telling you. I just want to share one more poem before you go. Here, we have 8 minutes. Yep. What this writer is describing is not explained by biographic ancestry or education. It is separated from our walking life by a very thin veil. Sometimes we remember without effort that it is behind that curtain. Other times we have to work hard to shine a light into this place. Just like you were saying, you got to go back and assess what you did during the day. Whenever we do recognize it, however, our lives brighten and our personalities expand in immense and unimaginable ways. One of the great social conscience of our era, Dorothy Day, led a life in which social activism and religious conviction became invisible. Day remembers her spiritual awakening as a 7 or 8 year old girl. I am sitting with my mother And she's telling me about some trouble in the world, about children like me who don't have enough food. They are dying. I am eating a donut. I remember trying to understand what it meant. Me eating a donut and lots of children with no food at all. Finally, I must have decided to solve the world's problem of hunger on my own. This thought was the message of Nudge Day together with her life's work. Such moments after us threading to the soul's distinctive gifts. True self-understanding requires we tap into the realm of soul to join body, mind, spirit. Twerking into nature can be the best ground to find answers. Sometimes in the most painful moments of life, photographs, poetry, or the wrestle of leaves around the greatest comfort. When loving friends are offering brought the first flowers of the year, cuddled from the precinct of our home, from nooks to memory dear, with some sad thoughts, the work was done, unprompted and unbidden, but joy it brought to my hidden life, to consciousness no longer hidden. I felt a power unfelt before, controlling weakness, lumbar pain. It bore me the terrace walk. I trod the hills again, no prisoner in this lonely room. I saw the green banks of the Y calling the prophetic words. Bored brother, friend from infancy. No need of motion or of strength. Or even breathing air, I thought of nature's loveliest scenes and the memory I was there. That is amazing, amazing, amazing. Remembering who we are. And I love this because unless we can remember who we are, our hopes and our opportunities of going forward will be extremely limited. So I'm saying this to tell us, whomever is listening, whether you're listening live or you're going to be listening on the archive, I want to tell you that begin to evaluate who you are so that you can end up where God intends you to be. I want to thank attorney Aurelia Mitchell Durant for joining me on this segment of today's A New Show. And we just want to pray for success for Danielle Shilou, who is going on that trip. So, attorney Durant, I thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, doctor.
I had fun. And I'm going to be talking with you very, very, very soon.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure. So I want everybody to just remember, follow your destiny. You don't know where it's leading you, but at the same time, if you don't step off the starting gate, you will never know.
What's the plan that you have? What's the price that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah.